بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده. Glorified is he who took his bondsman, his servant, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, by night, من المسجد الحرام, from the sacred mosque, that is, of Mecca, إلى المسجد الأقصى, to the remote mosque, which was in Jerusalem, الذي باركنا حوله, whose environment and neighborhood we have blessed, لنريه من آياتنا, so that we show to him, to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, our signs. إنه هو السميع البصير, verily, he is all listening, all seeing. وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل. And we gave Moses, عليه الصلاة والسلام, الكتاب, Torah, the book. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ And we declared it, made it, a guidance for the children of Israel. Now note the difference. Torah was guidance for Bani Israel only, not for the whole of humanity. While Quran is هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. It is the guidance for all mankind, for whole human race. وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا. The essence of the teaching of Torah was don't take anybody guardian by my side. Alongside me. You should trust me. You should put all the trust in me. Not trusting anybody else. Not relying on anybody else. Not hoping help from anybody else. Allah tattakhidhu min duni wakila. Take not any guardian beside me. Zurriyata man hamalna ma'a Nuh. You are the progeny of those people who we had carried in that, you know, ark, yes, with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Innahu kana abdan shakura. Verily, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was our bondman, our servant, and a very grateful servant. Wa qadayna ila bani Israel fi kitab latusadunna fi al-ard marratayn wa latalunna uluwan kabira. And we had decided and declared for the children of Israel in the book, you will certainly do mischief in the earth twice. And you will certainly rise to the height of insolence and arrogance and tyranny. Now, please let me give you a review, let me say it, of the history. Because here, in this first section of Surah Bani Israel, the history of Bani Israel is being referred to. The history of the former Muslim Ummah starts from the year nearly 1400 BC, when Torah was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But their rise to power and glory, that was about 400 years later. Not the case with us. Our Khilafat Rashida, the pious caliphate, was just adjacent to the period of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there was 3 or 4 centuries gap between Moses and their glorious time. The glorious time was the reign of Talut alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, and Sulaiman alayhi salam. 3 kings, about 100 years, 1000 BC to 900 BC. After Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the kingdom broke into 2. A northern kingdom of Israel. The capital was Samaria. And southern kingdom of Judea. And its capital was Jerusalem. But then there was a downfall. These people just threw the book and Sharia of Allah on their backs, turned away from the Sharia. They were loving this world and its luxuries, etc., etc. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them the chastisement, the punishment in this world. First of all, the northern kingdom, Israel, was destroyed by Assyrians in the year 731 before Christ. And then after that day, you know, Israel came into existence in 1948, in this century. Between these two, there never has been any Israel. Israel was the northern kingdom, which was destroyed in the year 731 before Christ. And then, you know, Yehuda, that was also destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar in the year 587 before Christ. Hundreds and thousands of people were massacred. Hundreds and thousands of people were taken as captives to Babylonia. Not a single soul remained in Jerusalem. Not two bricks remained intact. The temple, we should call it mosque. They call it temple. Solomon's temple, temple of Solomon, it has a mosque. Built by Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. But it was raised to the ground by Nebuchadnezzar. Demolished. But then, after some time, this kingdom of Babylonia was destroyed by Cyrus, the king of Persia. Kehoras or Cyrus and Zulkarnain, who is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf in the Quran. And we shall read it, inshallah, tomorrow. So when he destroyed Babylonia, he then allowed Jews to go back. But they didn't come and block, only trickle down, coming, some people coming, and others stayed back there. And then Darius, who was the next king after Cyrus, then he helped them to go back. And they came with Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam in the year 458 BC. Now another period started for them. And that was the period of second glory. A Maccabi empire was established. Because due to the reformationary work which was done by Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, the people again apologized to Allah, repented to Allah, they rectified their manners, they started practicing the Sharia. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again gave them a chance. Again there was a rise. Again they had a, you know, power and glory in this world. And that was the Maccabi kingdom. As far as the area is concerned, it was greater than the kingdom of Solomon, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. But then, again there was a downfall. Again they forgot about the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again they were after the worldly gains and the earthly pleasures and lusts. So again, you know, then they were punished at the hands of the, first at the hands of the Greek, Alexander and Seleucus. Then at the hands of the Romans. And they were under the Romans actually. Although the Romans had put a king, local king here in Judea, and he was Hero the Great. But actually, the governing force was, and the garrison, the Roman garrison was there. This is the history. Two rises, two falls. One rise to glory, during, that is the pinnacle was, the days of Talut, Dawud, and Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the downfall, and this lower crest was, number one, destruction of Israel at the hand of Assyrians, 731 BC. And then the destruction of Judea at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and demolition of the first temple, 587 BC. Then there was a revival in them, a revival, a renaissance. And then they had a Maccabi power again. They rose to height and power. But again, second downfall. And that downfall, you know, the lowest ebb was when in the year 70, Titus, a Roman general, massacred 133,000 Jews in one day in Jerusalem. And then, And then there are 63,000 taken as captive slaves. And the Jews were ordered to go away from Palestine. Their period of diaspora started. Some went to Europe, others to Asia, others to Africa, diaspora. Diaspora started from the year 70 AD. And it ended in the year 1917 after the Balfour Declaration. When the British, under the British mandate, Balfour declared, he was the Foreign Secretary of British Empire, that Jews can come back to Palestine and they can settle there. So this period from 70 AD to 1917, it was their diaspora. And then in 1948, their state of Israel was established. In 1967, they, you know, increased their area by capturing the Sinai Peninsula from the Egyptians, the Golan Heights from the Syrians, and the West Bank, whole of it, from Jordan. And this is the dispute which is going on now. We don't know what form it will take, but it can flare up at any time into very big war, very big war, very big war. And Suratul Kahf starts with a prophecy that a very big war will come. But that we shall read tomorrow. Now come to the text. وَقَبَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي النَّرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوبٌ كَبِيرًا. And we had forewarned the children of Israel that you will certainly make mischief, great mischief in the earth twice. And you will certainly rise to the height of arrogance and tyranny. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا. So when the promise of the first of the two came to pass, بَعْثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَعْثٍ شَدِيدٍ. We sent over you, our bondsmen, who were very tough in fighting. فَجَاسُوا خِيَالَ الدِّيَارِ. They permeated whole of your lands and ravaged. وَكَانَ الْعَدْرَ مَفْهُولًا. And our promise had to come to be true. The promise was done. You were punished. These were the, at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. I told you, if I am not, you know, making an error, 600,000 were massacred. 600,000 were taken captive to Babylonia. Not a single soul remained in Jerusalem. And not even two bricks were intact. And the temple, the mosque built by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam was raised to the ground. Summa nadarna lakumul karrata alayhi. Then we gave back your term over them. This is the Maccabi, their renaissance. They again rose to height. Summa nadarna lakumul karrata alayhi wa amdadnakum bi amwalin wa banina. And we help you with sons and wealth. Wa ja'alnakum akthara nathira. And we made you very numerous in numbers. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you did something good, you did it for yourself. Wa in asatum, fala. If you have done something bad, evil, well, it is against you. You will have to suffer. Fa idha jaa wa'dul akhirati. When the time of the second promise came to pass, this is year 70 after Christ. 70 AD, not BC now, after Christ. Because Christ was raised to the heaven in the year 32 AD. Because Christ was born in 1 BC. You know, this fallacy, you must be knowing. That, you know, the calendar, the Christian calendar, it has a mistake. Because Christ was born, according to their tradition, on the 25th of December. And they started 1 year from 1st January of which came, which followed it. So actually Christ was born 1 year before Christ. Because the era, Christian era is starting from the 1st January, 6 days after the birth of Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, 32. Because he was aged at that time, 33. That was the age of Christ. Alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was there to the heavens. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ. Again we sent over you hordes, armies, so that they may disgrace your faces. وَلَيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And they may enter the mosque, masjid. Quran is saying masjid, temple. The second temple which was built during the Maccabi power, this was the second temple, which is now lying raised to the ground. Except only a wall, the wailing wall, the western wall of the second temple is intact. And the Jews go there and mourn and weep, just like, you know, Shias, as they, you know, do mourning, they also do this, the same type of mourning in the wall, wailing wall. They call it the wailing wall, where they go and weep and mourn. So they enter the mosque again as they had entered during the first time. وَلَيُتَبْدَرُوا مَا عَلَىٰ تَصْبِيرًا. And so that they should destroy on everything, destroy everything that they laid their hands upon, destroy everything that they conquered. أَسَىٰ رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يَرْحَمَكُمْ. Your Lord is still ready to have mercy upon you. These people, Bani Israel, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice says in Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I raised you higher than all the nations of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very, very, very kind to them. Very kind. No doubt. So here again, after all their mischiefs and the misdoings, what they had been doing, they tried to crucify a messenger of Allah, Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not as yet destroyed them. Their chastisement, Adabul Akbar, has not come to them, which came to the people of Nuh, which came to the nation of Hud, which came to the nation of Saleh. This is yet to come, and it will come, and it is not very far off. But up till this time, أَسَىٰ رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يَرْحَمَكُمْ. It is being said when Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago. Your Lord is ready to have mercy upon you even now. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. But if you repeat, you do the same which you have been doing before, we shall do again the same which we have been doing before. We shall punish you again. وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. And we have made hell, the prison, for the disbelievers. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. This Quran is now guiding humanity to the path which is the straightest, most straight, أَقْوَمْ. وَيُمَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And gives glad tidings to the believers, الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, who do good deeds also. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. That for them there is a very big reward. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. As for those who don't believe in resurrection and the hereafter, أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. We have prepared for them a very painful chastisement. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And man, when he is praying for something good, he prays for something which is harmful for him, because he is very hasty. We find in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَسَىٰ أَنْ تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It's just possible, oh people, that you might like something, but in reality it is harmful for you. It's just possible that you might hate something, dislike something, but in reality, it might be beneficial for you. So when man prays for him, he thinks, according to his thought, he is asking for something good. But actually what he is asking is not good for him. It is harmful for him. وَيَدُ الْإِنسَانُ بِخَرْتُ دَعَاهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Due to this hastiness and short-sightedness, we can't see, you know, beyond certain things. So immediate effect, whether it's pleasure or it's pain, immediate pleasure, we are influenced by it. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. And we have made the night and the day two signs. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. We have darkened the sign of night. وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً. And we have made the sign of day bright, through which you can see. لَتَبْتَهُمْ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ So that you seek the bounty from your Lord. You earn your livelihood in the day. وَلَتَعْلَمُ وَدَدَ السَّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ Or so that you know the counting of the years and the reckoning of time. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا And everything we have explained and expounded in full detail. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ And to every man we have tied his deeds, the balance sheet of his deeds to his neck. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And we take it out on the day of judgment. يَلْقَاهُ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا It will be a book and he will find it that it is spread wide, open. اِقْرَى كِتَابًا It will be said, now you yourself read your book, the record of your deeds, misdeeds or good deeds. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا You are yourself sufficient for reckoning. And see what good deeds you have done and what bad crimes you have committed. You can yourself decide what should be your fate. مَنِ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ Whosoever takes to the right path, well, he takes to the right path for his own benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي عَلَيْهَا And whosoever goes astray, well, he goes astray against himself. You know, he will be the loser on the day of judgment and the life hereafter. وَلَا تَذَرُ وَعَدَةٌ مِنْ الْأُخْرَى And no soul will be able to take the burden of other souls. Every soul, every human being will have to carry his own burdens of deeds, maybe of sins. Nobody will be able to come to your help that you are overburdened. Let me share with you, no. لَا تَذَرُ وَعَدَةٌ مِنْ الْأُخْرَى وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا And we have not been sending the chastisement, final chastisement, except when we have sent the messenger. This is very important, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never destroyed a nation without first sending a messenger to them. So that the messenger should warn them, call them to the right path. So that they can't say that we didn't know. The message was not conveyed to us. No. But this is done. Everything done. And then they reject the messenger. They don't accept him. Then the nations are worse. Because now I am using this word. Why? Because now no Rasul is to come. No messenger after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that type of punishment. Annihilation. You know, as if the nation never existed. لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا As if they were not there. كَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا So this chastisement only came after a messenger. فَإِذَا عَلَنَّا نُهْلِكَ قَرِيَةً And when we decide that some town is going to be destroyed, أَبَرْنَا مُتْرَ فِيهَا Then we allow the affluent people of that township فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا Then they transgress in that town. They break all the limits of Sharia and decency. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ And so the word is justified against them. And then, فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْبِيرًا And then we annihilate them with complete annihilation. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحِ And so many nations and so many races we destroyed after the nation of Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا And your Lord is sufficient to be aware of the sins of his bondsmen. He knows what has earned what sins. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ These ayat are very important, very decisive. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ Whosoever amongst you, he loves عَاجِلَة Which is near, immediate, this life, this is ajila. Dunya and ajila is one. Akhira, akhira is the hereafter. Ajila and opposed to ajila, akhira. Dunya and opposed to dunya, akhira. For akhira, one word, akhira. But for dunya, we have dunya as well as ajila. من کانا یرید العاجلتا. Whosoever desires this hasty world, اجلنا له فیها ما نساء لمن نرید. We give them in this world hastily whatsoever we decree, to whomsoever we wish. Not that all that you want will be given to you, but we will give you something. If you are working hard for this world, to gain the wealth of this world, well, okay, we shall give, reward you. Some of your, you know, hard labor will be repaid. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. And then, after that, we shall appoint for them the hell. يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. And he will enter it, despised and rejected. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. And whosoever aims at Akhirah, likes Akhirah, desires the hereafter, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And he has strived for it, as one should strive for Akhirah. How precious is this Akhirah? You have to work hard for that. This world, temporary abode, and you are working so hard for it. So now imagine how much harder you should work for that eternal life. سَعَلَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَلَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And he is a believer. فَوْلَائِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. They are the people. Their striving shall be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rewarded. كُلَّا نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَاءِ وَهَا أُولَاءِ مِنْ أَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ. As for this world, all we are sustaining all. These also, those also. People who desire this world, they also. And people who desire the next world, they also. We give them the sustenance in this world. كُلَّا نُمِدُّ هَا أُولَاءِ وَهَا أُولَاءِ مِنْ أَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ. And this is from the bestowment of your Lord. وَمَا كَانَ أَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْكُورًا. And the bestowment of your Lord cannot be stopped. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. In this world also, just look how we have made some people excel others. Some have more wealth, some have less. Some have better health, some have weaker, you know, physique, and so on and so forth. So there is tafsir. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Here also in this world, some excel others. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ. But the hereafter, it is much greater in rank, وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا, and much greater in excellence. لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا. Don't set up with Allah any other God. فَتَقُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْلُولًا. Then you will have to sit despised and forsaken. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decided, that you should not worship anybody except Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be kind to your parents. Now these ayat, we cannot be able to finish them, complete them, but they are actually the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments of Torah. This is the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما, that these ayat, 18 ayat of these sections, section 3 and 4 of Surah Bani Israel, they are the Quranic version of the 10 commandments of Torah. Commandment number 1, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Your Lord has decreed and decided once for all, don't worship anybody else except Allah. Number 2, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be gentle and respectful and kind to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا. If one of them, one of your parents, father or mother, or both of them, reach the age of old age, then don't even say any disrespectful word to them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Not saying any disrespectful word. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't shout at them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And you should say to them, talk to them in a very respectful manner. وَقْفِرْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ ذُلَّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. and lower down your arms and shoulders before them out of mercy, waqur, and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqur rabbir hamuhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh my Lord, have mercy upon them, my parents, my father and mother, just as they brought me up when I was a very small infant. I was dependent upon them. They brought me up. I cannot reward, give them the reward, the good they did to me. Only I can pray to you. You please reward them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. رَبُّكُمْ عَلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. Your Lord very well knows what is in your heart. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ. If you are pious and good intentioned, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving for those who turn to Him. وَآتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. And give to your relatives, kith and kin, their right. It's a right on you to support them, help them if they are needy. وَآتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. And the needy, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And the wayfarer, traveler. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And don't squander away your wealth in squandering. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. These squanderers of their money, they are the brothers of Satan. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And verily, the Satan was very ungrateful to his Lord. وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَّيْسُورًا. And you, if you have to turn away from them while they are asking for some help, and you can't offer any help because you are yourself waiting for the mercy of Allah, that Allah may give you, you are also in need at that time, you can't help them. But then you must say to them gentle words. Don't say some harsh words to them. Apologize, brother, at this time. It's impossible for me to help you. That way. Not that you are harsh to them. وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَّيْسُورًا. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. And don't make your hand change to your neck. This is actually denotes miserliness. Your hand is tied here. It cannot give anything to anybody. So this is the miserliness. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And in the same way, don't outspread it totally. Open. You are spending and spending and spending and not seeing to your own needs. So that is also an extreme phenomenon which is not required. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Maybe if you continue that way, then you will have to sit down reproached and maybe in severe poverty. Inna rabbaka yaqtu rizqa liman yashaa wa yaqtis. Verily, your Lord, He widens the risk and the provisions for whomsoever He likes among His bondsmen, and He straightens them also less, to some more, to some less. And this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. He, with His bondsmen, His servants, He is all-knowing, all-seeing, and aware of everything. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. And don't kill or murder your offspring for fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We shall feed them and also you. We are feeding you. Don't think you are feeding yourself. We are providing for you. We shall provide for you and for them also. إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطًا كَبِيرًا. Surely, killing the offspring was a very great sin. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. And don't approach adultery. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. This adultery is definitely a big indecency and an evil way. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And don't kill the human life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be respectful, except with law. When law requires, when somebody has killed someone, well, in punishment he can be, his life can be taken, and so on and so forth. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا And whosoever is killed without any fault of his, فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ So we have given the authority to his heir that he can kill the killer. فَلَا يُسْرِفُ الْقَتْلِ But in taking that revenge and qisas, he should not exceed the limits. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا He will be helped. The society will help that person whose father or brother has been killed by somebody to take the revenge from the person who has killed. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا It's the duty of the society and the state to help get hold of that person killer and then you will put him at the mercy of the heirs of the person who was killed. If they like, they can pardon him. If they like, they can receive some money, blood money, and spare his life. And if they think that no, we need life for life, then if the authority is in their hands. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَعَلَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِيهِ أَحْسَنِ And don't go near the wealth of an orphan, but in the best way. حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ Till such time that he attains maturity. وَعَفُوا بِالْأَحْدِ And fulfill your covenants. And you know, إِنَّ الْأَحْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا The covenants and contracts, they will be questioned about. وَعَفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا أَكِلْتُمْ And fill up the measure when you are nearing for others. وَذَنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And then you have to weigh something. Weigh with a straight balance. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْدِيلًا This is fair and better in the consequence, in the end. وَلَا تَخْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ And don't pursue for which you have no knowledge. This ayah is very important, but now the time is finished. I will explain this ayah to some then tomorrow, inshallah. But here only we are translating. Don't pursue that thing for which you have no knowledge. Verily, these faculties of samaat that you can listen, and basara that you can see, and fuad again, let me say, the faculty of inferring, which is inherent here in this computer which is placed in your skull. كُلَّهُ لَائِكَ كَانَانُهُ مَسْهُولًا Everybody will be held responsible for these things. We gave you all these faculties and you just didn't use them. And you were after such things which have no basis in knowledge. وَلَا تَمْسَكِ الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا And don't walk on the land on earth haughtily. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَفْرِقَ اللَّهُ You cannot, you will not be able to tear apart our land. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا And you will not be able to reach the height of the mountains. Howsoever, you know, you straighten your neck, but you can't reach the height of the mountains. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا All of that, the evil thereof is hateful in sight of your Lord. ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ This is that which your Lord has revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from hikmah. This is the wisdom. This is the basis of a just society, of a healthy society. This is the basis of a social order. ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ This is what your Lord has revealed to you from hikmah, from the wisdom. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرًا Don't appoint another God with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتُلْقَى فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَلُومًا مَدْهُورًا Then you will be cast into the hell, reproved and blameworthy. Last ayah, أَفَأَصْفَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ Has your Lord, Allah, favored you with sons, وَتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاسَ And he has taken for himself the angels as daughters. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا It's a very awful saying that you are saying. Is something which is very awful. Refrain from it. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر